Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today is Ethan Hatfield, and he is an intern for the Frontier District this summer. Welcome, Ethan.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
I'm doing all right. And you?
I'm doing grand.
Tell us a little bit about what your position is. You have a fancy name for it, I know.
I'm employed by under K-State for the 4-H Youth Development Program for Frontier Research and Extension. I'm involved with being an educator, a teacher, an event planner, and numerous other tasks assigned to me by the district office through Franklin County and Frontier District as well. We got a lot of exciting programs planned for the summer. Me and the two other interns are pretty excited for it. We got a lot of events coming and look forward to seeing those here this summer.
Now, tell us a bit about your background. How did you get involved in 4-H initially?
I come from a small family ranch up by Pomona, Kansas. My family runs some Hereford cattle, and then I got into 4-H through livestock and such. And through there, I've shown livestock throughout my whole life with, you know, in the 4-H level and sometimes even the state and national level as well. So really just the farm background and then getting involved in the 4-H kind of came from there throughout my high school years.
The internship is now part of your major program at K-State?
Not more than my major, per se. I'm using it for, you know, really just kind of build some resume and make an impact for the youth. Really kind of come back and
way to give back to the community.
Just really after, a way back. Yeah, that's what I can say. Really a way to give back to the community.
You mentioned a number of different projects. Can you kind of expound on that a little bit?
Well, I can't really elaborate too much. It's a little bit of a surprise, and we've still got some things in the work. But we're thinking about, there's something of a bicycle club I'll maybe briefly little mention on. And just me and the other interns have a lot of things planned for the summer, working on some projects ourselves, and just going off from there, really.
Have you been given some latitude by the district to kind of go out and create your own thing?
Yep. They've given us some little bit of advice. More will really come from our training that will happen on Thursday and Friday this week. We'll be heading up to Manhattan for the internship training with all the other interns across the state.
When you were involved in 4-H when you were younger, what part interested you the most?
Well, really, livestock was where I found my place and home. Being born on a farm, kind of part of it. And from there, I really kind of developed through 4-H. And really, it's not so much of the livestock that I enjoy the most, it's the people. The people really helped me branch out, become a better person myself. And it gets me out of that comfort zone.
If somebody was interested in joining 4-H, how would you counsel them to become a member?
If you want to really improve on yourself and your skills and qualities necessary to really succeed in life, I suggest 4-H. It's just a way for you to really grow in numerous ways, as there's many different pathways you can take through 4-H, whether it's rocketry, livestock, foods, really anything you think of, it's part of 4-H. And you can find your calling, your spark, per se, and just kind of grow from there. Just get involved into your community and do the best you can for it, because in the end, it'll come back and help you in more ways than one.
Well, we certainly look forward to some of the events that you got planned for this upcoming summer. That ought to be pretty interesting.
Sure.
All right. Thanks, Ethan. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meridazine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.